The U.S. Attorney's Office has filed charges against two people as part of an ongoing investigation into air pollution at the Westward Seafoods plant in Unalaska. As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, two former Westward employees are accused of sidestepping pollution controls and violating the Clean Air Act.
Nitrogen dioxide is a rusty-looking gas that can cause respiratory problems in humans. It also contributes to the formation of smog, and it's what you get when you burn diesel fuel for power. Westward Seafoods makes its own electricity in Unalaska using three generators. The process is governed by Clean Air Act permits, which spell out how much pollution the plant can give off and under what conditions. Here's Assistant U.S. Attorney Kevin Feldes.
It was required to have pollution prevention equipment to reduce the nitrogen dioxide being emitted from the powerhouse.
But Feldes says that equipment was rarely used from 2009 to 2011. The Westward plant kept sending required reports to state and federal agencies during that time, but Feldes says the data was inaccurate. Now, the former powerhouse supervisor is being charged with falsifying those emissions reports. Raul Morales faces up to 2 years in jail on top of fines. The same goes for the former powerhouse operator. Brian Bay was on the job in July of 2011 when he allegedly tampered with the meters on a water injection system. Feldes says that's a big part of the pollution controls.
It's alleged that he, in fact, used a magnet and a drill to physically change the readings on these flow meters.
Feldes says the two former employees are planning to plead guilty in federal court, but the investigation isn't complete. And according to Westward Seafoods Vice President Mark Johansson, at least one other worker was involved in the alleged violations.
And this was the actions of three individuals, so I don't think it should, color the other 1,000 people or so that work up there for us. We have company values and policies to prevent this sort of thing from happening. And so, unfortunate that we didn't detect it before we did.
Johansson says the company fired the employees who were allegedly responsible, and they also reported the violations to regulators as soon as they came to light in September of 2011. But that wasn't the first time that the Westward plant landed in hot water over pollution. About a decade ago, the Environmental Protection Agency accused Westward of burning fuel with excess sulfur. Westward didn't cooperate with investigators in that instance, allegedly violating disclosure laws in the process. The company eventually paid more than $500,000 to settle the case. Johansson says Westward is trying to make safety improvements.
We have redoubled our compliance efforts to ensure that it won't happen again, but outside of that, I can't really say anything due to the ongoing investigation.
Meanwhile, Westward's sister company may be getting out of the power generation business in Unalaska. Alyeska Seafoods, which is also owned by Maruha Nichiro of Japan, recently agreed to tie into the municipal electric grid in Unalaska. That factory could be buying its power from the city as soon as next summer. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.